D'accord, ok. Merci, merci beaucoup, Harry, pour cette introduction.
Thank you, Harry, for this introduction. I'm very pleased that I'm with here again. We have almost reached the anniversary date, almost 1 year since we organized this big conference where we brought together all the elements of the public debate, and I'm pleased to be here again, particularly together with Albert Dess, who worked a lot to get strong support by the European Parliament for the report he prepared on the basis of the Commission's communication, a job which is very useful for us in the Commission to prepare legislative proposals for this for the Commission. The work in partnership with Parliament and Council is very important. I'm pleased that Albert Dess is here, and Marek Sawicki, who, apart from the fact that he is a great defender of the common agricultural policy, he's going to tell you of a renewed common agricultural policy, a strengthened common agricultural policy, and if he is, will be playing a very important role, because he is the president of the Council of Ministers of Agriculture, and under his presidency, the debates in the Council will be started on the legislative proposals. I'll be coming back to that in a minute. As I was saying, we've almost reached the anniversary date, almost 1 year after the conclusions of this public consultation that I organized. Not only, well, would I like to say it was a success, the mere fact that it happened, but it had a lot of weight, it had a lot of influence on the opinion of the Commission's College as to the content of the communication on the common agricultural policy. Many elements, many conclusions of this public debate were integrated in the Commission's communication, and we had again discussions on the CAP, like other policies like the budget, and the College of the European Commission adopted many ideas, many proposals that came out of this public consultation. At the time, we had identified seven main challenges: food, environment, globalization, territories, diversity, simplicity, and competitiveness of our agriculture. And these are challenges that you will where you will find answers in the legislative package that we are preparing. Where do we stand today after this communication published in November? There were the conclusions in the Council of Ministers of Agriculture presented in the spring, then the DES report adopted by the Parliament, and the Commission is now finalizing legislative proposals to start the inter-service consultation process inside the Commission, so that by the beginning of October we can present our legislative proposals for regulations, draft regulations for direct payments, for rural development, for market management, and the regulation, the financial regulation. But you've also seen a few days ago that the European Commission presented proposals for the financial perspectives from 2014 to 2020. I told you a year ago that this is the very first time in a very long time that the reform process of the common agricultural policy runs in parallel with a reform process on the financial perspectives for the time after 2014, from 2014 to 2020. That's important because when we were talking about the budget prospects, after what we built together, the ambitions we have for our future common agricultural policy, we were able to justify that the common agricultural policy remains the first item in the community budget, the biggest item proposed by the Commission, not only because supply security is still an important issue for Europe and for the rest of the world, but we were also able to show that the common agricultural policy, a sectoral policy, has multi-sectoral answers, responses. It covers a number of the objectives of the 2020 strategy, and if you had a look, you were able to see that the budget is also built in such a way that it can cover these various challenges, but also integrates the responses of the Common Agricultural Policy, both on nutrition, but also on environment, management of natural resources, the issue of social questions also, including the program for the poorest, which we have consolidated in the Commission's proposal. The two pillars of the Common Agricultural Policy and the balance between these two pillars, which is maintained. So the Common Agricultural Policy, as it has been rebuilt now, and we're also rebuilding our legitimacy after the debate and the conclusions of the public debate with you. I'm not going to go into the details of the legislative proposals we are currently preparing, because probably in autumn we'll have enough time to talk about this, but I hope that the momentum which has been created in the civil society will stay, will be preserved, because it's important that the civil society stay involved until the end of the process, down to the period where these various instruments will be actually implemented. We had the development stage, now a debate on the content of the instruments for that Common Agricultural Policy with these four regulations in October, and a process for adoption which will take time, because we have the co-decision procedure between the Council and Parliament. So that's over the year 2012, and afterwards the preparation for the implementation until early 2014. So I hope that this momentum in the civil society will still be there, will still be as vibrant, with supplying ideas, because the objectives we have defined in the public debate was not only to give the Common Agricultural Policy a new dimension, but also make sure that it's better adapted to the realities on the ground. And to be adapted to the realities on the ground, that will be reflected in the way these regulations will be implemented. What I would like to stress here is that after the public debate, you will find in these legislative proposals not only maintaining the revenue support for farmers with direct payments, but a redefined system of support, redefined objectives with more fairness, more equity in the distribution of these direct payments. There's a new dimension, income support for farmers on the one hand, but also use direct payments as a lever to encourage farmers to produce public goods, including in the first pillar. Simple measures, that's what we are preparing now, a few measures easily applicable across the territory of Europe, which do not make the work of farmers or the life of farmers more difficult, and do not artificially inflate their production costs, but with a positive impact on natural resources, as we said, a simplified program for small holders, small farms, to encourage them to better integrate in the market, a support mechanism for the establishment of young farmers in the second pillar, but also in the first pillar, an encouragement for farmers' organizations with modern tools to fight volatility and to manage markets, a strengthened link between the rural world and the world of city dwellers, with specific proposals on how to implement programs that we currently have in the rural development sector, support for the diversification of activities in rural areas, more ambition for agriculture of knowledge, as we call it, to establish a link between applied research, innovation, and agriculture, development of agriculture, of the agro-food sector, and the development of economic activities in the rural areas. And as you may have seen in the budget proposals, we are going to build a real European policy for research and innovation for the agricultural sector and the agro-food sector in Europe, with a budget of a bit more than 5 billion euros over that whole period. So these are only a few elements that you will find in the legislative proposals. We will meet again in early October to talk about these proposals in detail. Thank you very much.
Merci, Dacian.
Thank you, Dacian. Maybe later in the debate you can tell us a few more details. Thank you very much in the meantime.